flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. Chideva Dehastu, Chideva Loka. The consciousness is the body. The consciousness is the world. Chideva Bhutani, Chidindriyani. The five elements. The beings. All is consciousness. Karta chidanta, karanam chidavaya. The one who is doer is consciousness. Karanam chideva. The internal organs and everything is consciousness. Chideva sarva, paramartha rupam. Everything is one, undivided. Non-dual consciousness. The existence cannot be separated. The existence is one. And yet, the physical, the material, the mundane, separates from the divine. The divine goes away. This gross remains. The highest level of consciousness and the lowest level of consciousness. Body and soul are not two different things. But the same unit. If something happens to soul, it reflects in the body. If something happens to body, it reflects in the soul. It is the one unit. One is vibrating at a low level, the body. The other is vibrating at a higher level. Chideva sarva. Paramartha Rupa. We cannot say that one is different from the other. The one is visible, the other is invisible. But visibility alone cannot confirm the presence or absence of things. It's one non-dual consciousness everywhere. The higher level you go, you reach, that state of spiritual receptivity where you feel life throbbing in everything. You cannot think of harming anything. Everything appears consciousness. This highest stage of consciousness is the angelic state. This highest state of consciousness is the stage of a flying bird. This highest stage of consciousness is a natural state. And when you are in your natural state, there is no struggle. There is no effort. There is no pulling and pushing. There is no disturbance. There is no confusion. The confusion arises in lower states of consciousness. The higher states are free. You are a flying bird, soaring up and up and up. You can think of yourself as a bird flying up above. In the vast firmament, the sky is unlimited. So see yourself as flying. This is the simplest form of meditation. Just I am flying in the sky, soaring up and up, unburdened, unfettered, unchained, enjoying liberty. I am free, I am free, I am free. I am flying bird, I am flying bird, I am flying bird. I am an angel, I am an angel, and I am an angel. Fly. The second task from today's Murli. A bird is sitting there, up on the top of a branch, and think what that bird will say to you. The bird talking with you. You can create a dialogue, a creative writing. Listen to the bird. There's a poem by Percy Bysshe Shelley, "To the Skylark." Blithe spirit, bird thou never wert, that from heaven or near it pourest thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. A poet saw a skylark, and a masterpiece came out. So here, think, imagine, fancy that a bird is sitting there, and what that bird will say to you. The bird will say, "I am free, what about you? I can fly, what about you?" The whole sky is mine. What about you? I am light. Why you are heavy? Challenge of video reel. this mostly explores the concept of becoming a flying bird, becoming burden free. Burden is negativity. Burden is emotional baggage. Burden is past. Burden is unresolved relationships. Burden is unrepented sins. Burden is uncorrected mistakes. So you can keep your hands like this and feel the burden. So much burden. Press your shoulders. It's so heavy. Heavy with all negativity. Close the eyes and imagine the burden. You are so heavy. Like a bird in the prison, jail, cage. And now, move the hands up as if gradually you are getting detached from this burden. The burden is falling down. You are feeling lightness. Close the eyes and imagine. The burden is gone. I am free bird. And now, start flapping. Flapping is about flying. I am an angel. I am the resident of the subtle world. I am free from all the lower consciousness, all the consciousness of mine and mine. Now everything is yours. Flap your wings. Feel the freedom. Freedom from all the karmic bondages. This is the new life, dying alive. I am an angel, a Vyaktavatanvasi. And now keep the hands on your knees, palms up. Keep the eyes closed and feel the energy. I am free. I am an angel. I am liberated soul. Challenges are below, I am up. I am detached from all the worldly cravings. I am detached and unique and loving. I am an angel. Open the eyes. So, today's challenge, what we eat, make us. In order to become angel, in order to become light, our food has to become light. With that heavier food, with those cooked stuff, with those processed food, with those grains, with those salt and sugar and spices and animal products, it's very difficult to attain angelic consciousness. You can think of adopting 100% fruit diet for one day. And that is today. And see your physical lightness, your mental clarity, and detachment, spiritual detachment. Fruits are the lightest food. They don't burden the body. Our body is physically, biologically designed to eat fruit. And when we come to our natural diet, automatically, you experience angelic consciousness. Fruits, they support the lightness of the in the physical body and your alignment with the soul's journey to rise above burdens. Eating fruits symbolizes a non-violent and harmonious way of living, avoiding harm to other living beings. It reflects detachment from heavy consumption and desires. The more you eat, the more you feel like to eat. And the soul is never, never satisfied with processed food. It creates desires. Fruits leads to desirelessness. You feel satisfied because that's our natural diet. The experience of Karma Yogi life is very easy with fruits. Fruits represent simplicity and purity. You establish a subtle connection with the nature because they don't need any processing. You just have to cut it or peel it and eat. That's it. You don't have to cook it. You don't have to heat it. You don't have to put so many other extra things. Spices are not needed. Salt is not needed, nor sugar. It has got natural sweetness. And the most important, it fulfills soul. The root cause of all the vices is desire. The lust, the anger, everything arises from the unfulfilled desire. This is the highest. If you want to do one effort to become Farishta, is to become fruitarian. Automatically you become angel. Uplifting energy, because fruits are very high in vitality, vibrational energy. It supports meditation. You experience that clarity in your thoughts. So the first task is fruit meditation. Practice mindful eating. When you are eating fruits, visualize yourself as a soul and start getting connected with Baba. Drawing subtle energy with each bite. Second, detachment challenge. Feel the physical lightness and spiritual detachment. Just one day, fruitarian lifestyle, and see the result. Then you can put fruit symbol. Different fruits represent different qualities of an angel. You can think of apple as a symbol for purity, orange as a symbol for unity, grapes as a symbol for harmony, anything. Attach one fruit, one virtue. You can offer fruits to others because that will help them become an angel. And you can practice the affirmations whilst eating your fruits. I am flying bird, I am an angel. I am detached from all the burdens. Go and walk in the nature and feel and connect with the subtle energies of the nature. And purity challenge. See how your mind is getting purified when you go on 100% fruitarian diet. The mind becomes pure. The speech becomes pure. The violence, the agitation goes away. The whole body feels light. The whole mind feels light. You experience being an angel here and now. All the things you have been reading till now, from all the Murlis, with this one final stroke, everything will come on your platter. Freedom from waste, embodiment of all the virtues, embodiment of all the powers, feeling of being the master of all the treasures, the highest level of celibacy and the highest level of purity. Your all the senses will come under your control. You sit in meditation and you become bodiless. Not so that much. Whilst you walk, you are bodiless all the time. Meditation is no more the act. Meditation becomes lifestyle. Remembrance is no more an action to do. It is the very life. So try this for one day. One day challenge. But in this challenge, you should have two things. First, abundance and variety. Otherwise, you get bored. And third, stock. You should have stock with you. You should keep on visualizing what I have to eat. Visualize yourself eating an apple. Visualize eating a papaya, banana. Fall in love with that. Enjoy every bite. Think, imagine. And whilst you eat, feel that I am getting full. I don't need anything other than this. The processed, the cooked, the grains, the seeds, nothing, the vegetables, the roots, the branches. Because when you eat all of this, you cannot eat it just like that. You need something to add from outside. You need salt, you need sugar, you need spices, you need turmeric. You need 100 other things. You need flavors, you need preservatives. Enjoy the natural lifestyle and enjoy being an angel. So angelic consciousness is intimately connected with your diet. So today is this one day challenge. And drink a lot of water. Sip slowly, slowly. Keep eating. When you feel too much hungry, eat more. There is no limit to quantity. There is no limit to time. And this whole Murli will come to you as a blessing. Om Shanti.